the LexisNexis Litigation Resource Community Podcast. Presentations and interviews with leading attorneys and industry professionals. On this edition, Roger Dodd on the DVD Preparation for Deposition in a Business Case. The opinions expressed by guests interviewed on LexisNexis Legal Podcasts do not necessarily reflect those of Reed Elsevier Incorporated, LexisNexis, subsidiary companies, shareholders, employees, or customers, and should not be considered legal advice. Roger J. Dodd has active offices in Utah, Georgia, and Florida, where he practices trial work of all types, including personal injury, wrongful death, criminal defense, and domestic relations. Mr. Dodd's been listed in Best Lawyers for more than 20 years, and is one of a handful of lawyers nationally listed in Super Lawyers in more than one state simultaneously. He's a fellow in the American Academy of Matrimonial Lawyers, the International Academy of Matrimonial Lawyers, and the American College of Family Trial Lawyers. He's board certified by the National Board of Trial Advocacy in civil trial practice for more than 21 years, and was board certified in criminal trial practice for more than 20 years. He's lectured and taught lawyers and judges at all 50 states and multiple foreign countries, has many television and legal credits on various networks, and along with Larry Posner, his latest DVD is entitled Preparation for Deposition in a Business Case, available from LexisNexis. Roger, welcome. Great to have you here.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You've been in the DVD field for some time now. The latest, Preparation for Deposition in a Business Case, certainly not your first foray into this market. In fact, I have to admit, I still have copies of Advanced Cross-Examination Techniques from a number of years ago.
Well, this predates you, but we actually did filming back when it was VHS tapes, the big tapes.
Really?
And I have a couple of those around here somewhere, but DVDs sure are a lot more user-friendly.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. What prompted you to get into the whole video and now DVD field?
Well, unlike most of the authors at LexisNexis, we were lecturing before we wrote. So we were very accustomed to visual, very accustomed to being in front of cameras. Then we sat down and said, you know, we're going to reach a different audience if we write a book. And so we did that, but we did not want to give up the live performances. The live performances led to taping and then eventually DVDs. And so I think Larry and I are both very comfortable in a live performance setting. And in this case, with the DVDs in instructing visually.
And now, how many does this make with this new one now?
You know, it's probably five or six into it now.
Yeah, okay.
It's been like an evolution. The beautiful thing about trial work, or if you don't like trial work, the terrible thing is it evolves constantly. And so what used to work 10 years ago may not work anymore. And the circumstances have changed. So you have to evolve with the way the courts are running now.
Talk about the goal of this latest DVD, Preparation for Deposition in a Business Case.
The big goal is to educate the witness where they're more comfortable, and to educate them so they know what's coming, and to educate them so that they can be better witnesses. Now, there's byproduct, and the byproduct is it makes the lawyer's job a lot easier. After you've prepared a witness for business deposition 10 times, you can't remember what you've said to anybody. You know, you just can't. And so you think to yourself, okay, I'm going to sit down here. I'm going to tell him my guidelines and give him some examples. And halfway through it, you can't remember if you said it to this witness or a different witness 2 weeks ago. So this helps the witness so much better. And it saves lawyer time because the lawyer's not doing it. Now the lawyer can just put a little icing on the cake after this. After the witness has watched the DVD, if they have questions, then the lawyer can really go through the DVD with them and highlight that area and spend a little more time there. Another byproduct, you know, a paralegal can do this, and this time can be billed, 30 minutes can be billed, and the lawyer isn't sitting right there doing something that he or she wished somebody else was doing. On top of that, I think personally, and I've been using in-house DVDs in our office for the last 25 years, again, back when it was just tapes,
mm-hmm.
We believe that witnesses, just like lawyers, learn best when they can visualize what will happen. And the beauty of these DVDs, they're shown specific examples in the deposition room with the witness being asked questions and the lawyer performing lawyer duties, and then shown what happens in the courtroom. Again, very visual. You can't replicate that unless it's visual.
So you have really found a visual format especially helpful in prepping someone.
Absolutely. In fact, we get to the point now where we will have a client sign out a DVD, take it home, you know, bring it back, sign it back in. We don't want the DVDs out. I don't want my opponents having them. But yeah, we absolutely believe in it. It saves lawyer time, but it is better for the witness too. So you get this really neat synergy that I'm saving some of my time, but I'm also getting my witness better prepared.
Yeah. One of the things on the new DVD, Preparing for Deposition in a Business Case, has to do with some of the most common witness mistakes.
Sure.
And you go through a number of them on this.
Yeah, the beauty of this is there's really no magic to, you know, a deposition is going to be vastly different than the one before it or the one 100th before that. But witnesses oftentimes, they come in business arena, they come in two forms. Either they've never been in a deposition and they're concerned, I won't say scared, but they're concerned and they feel out of their element. Or they've done it so many times that they feel like they've mastered it. And oftentimes what they've done is mastered a lot of errors. This gives them concrete examples to compare what they are going to do or what they've done in the past to what the ideal presentation would be. And that way, again, we focus the witness and we get them in the moment because they can see what's happening and they see the result of what happened.
What are a few of those most common mistakes?
Yeah, I have a pet peeve. My biggest problem is witnesses volunteer. They add more information than what it was ever requested by the deposing lawyer. And when they do that, of course, then they open up another can of worms. I dare say when I'm on the other side of these things, when witnesses will volunteer the deposition, it's a wonderful moment because now they're opening up things that I didn't expect I would get into or I didn't even know about. So if we can corral our witnesses not to volunteer, first of all, answer the question on the table, but then don't volunteer afterwards, we're really hitting home runs. And here's it's kind of ironic or maybe counterintuitive. The more intelligent the witness, the more likely it is they volunteer extra information.
And why is that?
Well, they want to be understood. Many, many people in a business setting are good communicators. And the reason they're good is they can sell. They can explain things so that everybody else can get it. And that's not what we want in depositions. We want the question that's been asked to be answered, and only that question. We don't need them explaining the whole situation. And so it's a different environment for them. It takes focusing them on the fact that volunteering hurts. It doesn't help.
Anything else? I mean, they maybe not pet peeves necessarily, but any other common mistakes that you frequently see?
Yeah, again, the more intelligent the witness, the more likely it is they don't want to say, I don't know, to a question, or I don't remember. If those are the honest, truthful answers, that's the answer. And that's a perfectly acceptable answer to the court. Then it's the lawyer's job to find out why they don't know, or what do they need to help them remember. And right in line with that, the witness has to make sure they've understood the question. And the way you do that is you listen to the question. That sounds very simple, but it's difficult in a stressful situation. You have to listen, focus on the question, pause before you actually verbalize your answer, get it organized in your mind, and then answer in a short, brief answer. Now, if you don't understand the question, and that happens, it happens for a lot of reasons. Lawyers use different words than business people are used to, or business people have used a word the lawyer isn't used to. You have to clarify. You have to make sure that you understood the question so you can ask them, can you repeat the question? Can you phrase it differently? I'm not sure I understood it. Or you can rephrase the question yourself so that you are understanding it. And if none of that works, you just say, look, I don't understand your question. So ask me a question I can understand. That's not the way most of society works. You know, when we're in polite conversation, when we're in a business setting, even if you're not completely convinced you've understood the question that's been asked you, you make certain assumptions and you get through that conversation. There's no real negative connotation to that. But in a courtroom where every word, every phrase is going to be measured and maybe used against you later, you have to make sure you've clarified your understanding of the question.
And tips like that can obviously be very important because, as you say, making some of these mistakes can be very harmful to the case.
Yeah. One of the real positive teaching modes of this DVD, it doesn't just show examples in the deposition room. It shows what happens in the courtroom when you've erred in your deposition. So there's a consequence. And when witnesses recognize there's a consequence, I want to face this answer later, they become much more focused. They become a much better witness.
It sounds like, well, one of those sections that should be very close and up front at the beginning of the presentation.
It's very close to the front, but that's the other thing I like about this DVD format. We worked extremely hard getting it to 30 minutes. There's good evidence out there that people really, even very intelligent, very focused people, can't absorb much beyond 30 minutes of intense education. And so we've really synthesized it down so that we're pounding the points we need to pound efficiently, effectively, but we're not taking 2 hours.
And there's a lot of information packed into those 30 minutes, a lot of very valuable information. And all in all, a terrific presentation. But to whom is this DVD aimed? I mean, who is the target audience for this?
It's the witness in the business case. Whether you're on a plaintiff side or the defense side, in a business case, oftentimes those roles can be reversed very, very easily. So it's aimed at business, and it's aimed at those kinds of settings, and therefore every example that's used in those 30 minutes, every example is a business example. We're not going to try to educate a witness about a family law matter by giving them an example from family law. That just isn't going to help. So what we've done is culled through literally thousands of pages of transcripts and found real focused examples in a business setting.
You have obviously kept up with the changes in technology over the years. Has our rapidly changing technology over the past couple of decades affected the deposition process?
Yeah, it has. It has. It's not unusual at all to have depositions videotaped now. And in fact, in any sizable case, they are routinely videotaped. And that makes the deposition even more important because if there's an error made in the deposition, not only are you going to hear your words at the trial, you're going to see your picture, your videotape at the trial saying the words. So that has a tremendous impact, we think, on fact finders, on judges, on juries.
So now, in addition to the spoken words, a look on someone's face or something to that effect could also have an impact on an answer?
Yeah, and that's one of the beautiful things of these DVDs. You know, when we walk into an unusual environment or a strange situation that we've not faced before, we're stressed. It doesn't matter who you are. You're stressed. If you've been shown these examples and you understand the guidelines and you understand what your role is, you're more relaxed. Now, it's never going to be a walk in a park, you know, sunny skies and all that. But what it is going to be is you feel armed and ready to face the deposition. You won't be as concerned. And therefore, your visual connotations won't be as pronounced. Oftentimes, it's not the word that's said, it's the tone of the word and the face that goes with it. And any good trial lawyer knows that.
To sum up, Roger, you have some guidelines that can really summarize the whole process.
9 guidelines that I think if you understand these, you've gotten the best you can out of your witness. And if you can get this across to witnesses, and I think the DV does this, then you're in good shape to really have a worthwhile deposition. First, and it's first because it's the biggest problem, don't volunteer. Second, answer only the question that you've been asked. Third, keep answers short and direct. Remember, the more intelligent the witness, more likely they're going to explain the whole story so that they're understood, and that's not the function of a witness at a deposition. To do those first three things, you have to listen to the question. Pause before you answer the question, that is, organize it in your mind. There's no time schedule. There's not a stopwatch on your answer. You don't have to fire an answer right back. If you don't understand the question, clarify it. Ask your lawyer to clear up anything you don't understand about the deposition process before the deposition. Your lawyer is going to give you plenty of time to do that. Share with the lawyer what is making you concerned, and therefore the lawyer can help you with it. Don't be afraid to say you don't know or you don't remember. If that's the honest answer, that's the honest answer, and give it. And we finish with, honesty is always the best policy. Don't stray from an honest answer, and you'll be less concerned when you take the deposition.
Again, it's 30 minutes packed with information, from the pointers on avoiding the most common witness mistakes to the courtroom scenes for illustrating the potential impact of bad answers. All of that and a lot more in the DVD, Preparation for Deposition in a Business Case. And if people want to find out more about the DVD or to order it, they can go to LexisNexis.com/deposition. Roger Dodd, best of luck with the DVD, and thank you so much for your time and for talking with us on this LexisNexis Legal Podcast.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for listening to this LexisNexis Legal Podcast. Visit the LexisNexis communities. Like the communities on Facebook. Follow them on Twitter. LexisNexis.com/community. The LexisNexis Litigation Resource Community Podcast, copyright 2012 by LexisNexis, a division of Reed Elsevier Incorporated. I'm Steve Bursler. Thank you for listening.